So let us begin. This event has been called, for the last several years, the Radha Krishna Fest. And there's a nice reason for that. During the season that we've just passed through, it's been a very wonderful series of festivals, beginning with Julan Yatra, the swing festival of Radha and Krishna, and then Balaram's appearance day, and followed by Krishna's appearance day, and followed by Radharani's appearance day. Because what is Krishna's appearance or Krishna's activity without Srimati Radharani? There is no such thing. You could say it's incomplete, but there's no such thing as Krishna without Radha or Radha without Krishna. So this is the Radha Krishna Fest. And the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, are eternally manifest in the spiritual world by the enchanting sound of Krishna's flute. He not only mesmerizes the heart and the mind of Srimati Radharani, but for that matter, all the living entities in Vrindavan. When they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, the birds that are flying in the sky, they stop and fall to the ground, stunned. And the rocks that are standing still, they begin moving. The river Jamuna that is always flowing, hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, also becomes stunned and stands still to hear the wonderful sound of Krishna's flute. And many wonderful benedictions Srimati Radharani received from Dirvas Muni, that everything that she prepared would be so wonderful tasting that it was as if it was never prepared before. And anyone who took the food cooked by Srimati Radharani, they would never become ill. When Mother Jasoda heard of this benediction of Dirvas Muni, she made the arrangement that every day, before Krishna would go and herd the cows with all of his cowherd boyfriends, Srimati Radharani would come and prepare his meal for him. When we hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, it may seem, somebody was asking me just this morning in St. Louis about the apparent worldly nature of Krishna's pastimes, his human-like pastimes. But actually Krishna's form and Krishna's pastimes are transcendental, and ours are in the likeness of Krishna. From the very beginning of Krishna's Janma, there's a nice painting of the prison house of Kamsa, where Krishna appeared as the eighth son of Devaki. And when Krishna appeared, just as shown here, he appeared with the four symbols of Vishnu, Chatur Bhuja, and the Kastuba Mani, and the mark of Srivatsa, and a garland of flowers, and a crown, and all ornaments decorating the opulent feature of the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. And so, I wanted to focus this evening with the Radha Krishna Fest to appreciate the transcendental nature, Janma Karma Chime Divyam, transcendental nature of Krishna's Janma and Krishna's activities, his Leela. I hope the sound is working. This is a recording of Srila Prabhupada chanting this verse from Bhagavad Gita.
पुनर्जन्म मैथिल महामिथि को
I guess everybody heard that verse. So the verse is saying that if we can, Krishna is saying, that if we can understand the transcendental nature of his appearance and his activities, chattha deham, after giving up this body, punar janman na, one will not take birth again, but will come to him. So this discussion this evening is dedicated to that understanding. And we're going to look to the original master or preceptor of our disciplic succession, Lord Brahma. According to Padma Purana, there are four lines of disciplic succession still current today, where the original knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming down in disciplic succession. And one of those original preceptors is Lord Brahma, which we are finding our teachings within. And so Lord Brahma is going to describe in some wonderful verses the transcendental nature of Krishna. This has to do with the Brahma Vimohan Lila. When even Lord Brahma, what to speak of our little tiny selves, Lord Brahma became bewildered by the unlimited transcendental exhibition of Krishna's potencies. So the Lila begins with Brahma, who is visiting from the higher realms above this earthly realm, is Bhuvaraloka, then Svargaloka, then Janaloka, Tapaloka, Mahaloka, and Satyaloka, all the way from the topmost planet of this universe where Brahma resides in Satyaloka. He descended to this earth planet to see the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. That particular time that he visited was the very day that Krishna had killed the Adhasura demon. Lord Brahma saw the amazing pastime and he was struck with wonder. This little boy, small 6-year-old boy with such potencies, I want to examine what is the limit of the potency of this little boy. And so he devised a plan whereby he would take away the cowherd boys and take away the calves and then see what Krishna would do. So we'll see what Krishna did. After the Agasura demon was killed, the cowherd boys sat together under a nice tree, as they did every day, and they were enjoying taking their lunch that had been sent from their homes with all of their mothers, and they sat in a nice little circle, and all the cowherd boys were enjoying, and Lord Brahma was watching from above, riding his swan carrier. So the plan that he devised was that while Krishna and the cowherd boys were taking lunch, Lord Brahma stole all the calves. And then the cowherd boys, they looked and they noticed, the calves are gone. Quick, let us go, take care of finding the calves. Krishna said, no, no, don't worry. You sit here and finish your lunch. I'll go find the calves myself. Because Krishna's Gopal, he loves the cows. And he wants to give protection to the cows. So he got up and he went searching. And as Krishna left over here to go find the calves, Brahma came back and then kidnapped all the cowherd boys and put them also in a cave. And when Krishna returned, he couldn't find the calves and he couldn't find the cowherd boys. And just like as if he didn't understand what was happening, he looked perplexed. Where have the cows gone? Where have the coward boys gone? Where has everyone gone? But of course, Krishna was performing a lila, and he's omniscient. Certainly he knew. And not only he's omniscient, he is omnipotent. Here's the cave, here's the calves, here's the cowherd boys, here's Lord Brahma hiding them. So what did Krishna do? By his Vasudeva feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cows and cowherd boys with their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, bugles and flutes, the lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments, placed in various ways, their names, ages, and forms, and their special activities exactly resembling the cowherd boys that were in the cave. So much so that at the end of the day, when the cowherd boys returned to their homes, even the mothers couldn't recognize that the boys weren't their own boys, but was Krishna. They heard the sounds of the flutes and bugles being played immediately. They stopped their household duties, rose and went to receive their children, placed their children on their laps and embraced them, and felt this ecstasy of happiness like they felt when Krishna was on their lap. And they became so happy because it was actually their desire. Please consider. It was the desire of all these cowherd women that they could have Krishna as their son. So Krishna fulfilled their desire. Krishna became their son. For one full year, their affection for their own children grew more and more and more, and they became bewildered. Why is this affection? I am feeling such affection like I feel for Krishna towards my own son. One day, according to Shukadeva Goswami, just 5 or 6 nights before the completion of 1 year, Krishna, who was tending the calves, went into the forest with Balaram. It's important to note. When the calves and the cowherd boys were kidnapped, Balaram was staying at home that day. Because if Balaram had been kidnapped, forget it, Brahma would have been finished. So, this day, Brahma, Balaram, went with Krishna, and they were herding the cows along the side of Govardhan Hill. And up on top of the hill were the cows, and the calves were at the bottom. And when the cows saw their calves, they couldn't control themselves. They began running. You ever seen a cow run? I've seen a cow run. It's amazing. They're not at all graceful. They put their two front hooves forward and the rear hooves and the two front hooves and the rear hooves, and it's just like a jalopy. But they were running and running down Govardhan Hill, and the cowherd men with their sticks said, "Stop, stop!" And they were running after the cows in an angry mood to chastise the cow, bewildered, what's going on? And angry, both moods. But when they reached the bottom of the hill, they themselves also just became overwhelmed with affection, seeing their cowherd sons. And they forgot completely. The cows were enjoying associating with Krishna in the form of calves, just like their calves. They couldn't tell the difference that the calf was not their own calf, it was Krishna. Because they also had affection for Krishna and desired to be mothers for Krishna. And the cowherd men had the desire to be like Nanda Maharaj and be in a Vatsalya Bhav, parental affection for Krishna. Krishna fulfilled the desires of the cows and the bulls and the cowherd men and the cowherd women for one full year, expanding in forms identical, just like the calves and the cowherd boys. When Balaram saw this, how much attachment the cowherd men have for their boys and the cows have for their calves, he was unable to understand the reason for it. So he began to consider, what is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Braja, including me, towards these boys and calves is increasing as never before. Just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. So now, every scientist should know about relativity, right? Relativity? You've heard this from some very learned person called Einstein. Well, the Vedas knew about relativity before Einstein was Einstein. And he just happened to stubble his toe on relativity. Because Vedic picture is time is also relative. Lord Brahma's one moment was 1 year of time had passed on earth, and just a moment after Brahma had put the calves away in the cave along with the cowherd boys, he came back on the scene of the crime to see what Krishna would do. And when he came back, he was completely amazed. He saw all the cowherd boys playing with the calves and with Krishna. And they looked identical with the cowherd boys and the calves. So he went back to the cave, and there they were in the cave. So he went back to the river Jamuna, and there they were again. Brahma became bewildered by Krishna's mystic power. The Bhagavatam describes, Shukadeva Goswami describes, as the darkness of snow on a dark night, and the light of a glowworm in the light of the day have no value. The mystic power of an inferior person who tries to use it against a person of great power is unable to accomplish anything. Instead, the power of that inferior person is diminished. So while Brahma was standing amazed at seeing all the cowherd boys all by the side of Krishna, all of a sudden all the calves and all the cowherd boys tending the calves immediately appeared, instead of cowherd boys, to be four-armed forms of Vishnu with bluish rain cloud colored form and four arms, dressed in silken yellow garments, dressed in helmets and fabulous ornaments, conch shell, disc, club and lotus. They wore helmets on their heads, earrings on their ears, and garlands of forest flowers around their necks. On the upper portion of the right side of their chest was the emblem of the goddess of fortune. They wore armlets on their forearms, the Kastuba gem around their necks, and marked with the three lines of conch shell around their neck, bracelets on their wrists, bangles on their ankles, ornaments on their feet, sacred belts around their waist, appearing most beautiful. And each one of the cowherd boys and each one of the calves manifested this feature. And not only the feature of Lord Narayan, but all the personified Vedas crowded around each, singing wonderful hymns and praise of the Lord, and all the demigods showering flowers, and the Kinnaras playing on their musical instruments. All beings, both moving and non-moving, including Lord Brahma of each of those universes, were standing around the personality of Godhead, So our forehead of Lord Brahma was bewildered. What's going on? Then, by the power of the effulgence of those Vishnumurtis, Lord Brahma, his 11 senses jolted by astonishment and stunned by transcendental bliss, became silent, just like a child's clay doll in the presence of the village deity. Lord Brahma saw the Supreme Brahman, by whose energy this entire universe, with its moving and non-moving living beings, is manifested. At the same time, you saw all the calves and the cowherd boys. And as amazingly as this whole scene appeared, suddenly it all disappeared. Lord Brahma saw a six-year-old boy, the absolute truth, the supreme Brahman, one without a second, who possesses full knowledge and is unlimited, standing with unblinking eyes, with his left hand extended, with a lump of yogurt and fruit in his left hand. Our acharyas explained, because he was going to eat with his right hand, that's why he had everything in his left hand. Just looking and staring at Brahma. Brahma was stunned. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's my worshipable Lord and Master, and I just offended him terribly. So he offered beautiful prayers. My dear Lord, neither I nor anyone else can estimate the potency of your transcendental body, which has shown such mercy to me, and which appears just to fulfill the desires of your pure devotees. Although my mind is completely withdrawn from material affairs, I cannot understand your personal form. How then could I possibly understand the happiness you experience within yourself? O Almighty Lord, in the past, many yogis in this world achieved the platform of devotional service by offering all their endeavors unto you and faithfully carrying out their prescribed duties. Through such devotional service, perfected by the processes of hearing and chanting about you, they came to understand you, O Infallible One, and could easily surrender to you and achieve your supreme abode. Here's Lord Brahma with his four heads, bowed before Krishna, was offering with his right hand benediction to Lord Brahma. Well, the cowherd boys are just waiting for Brahma to hurry up and finish his prayers because they want to play with Krishna. Non-devotees, however, cannot realize you in your full personal feature. Nevertheless, it may be possible for them to realize your extension as the impersonal supreme by cultivating direct perception of the self within the heart, but they can do this only by purifying their mind and senses of all conceptions of material distinctions and all attachment to material sense objects. Only in this way will your impersonal feature manifest itself to them. In time, listen to this one. Learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars, and other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended onto the surface of the earth for the benefit of all living beings? Here's Lord Brahma at Krishna's feet offering him prayers, same in this picture here. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. Because of our time lag, I'm not going to read all these beautiful prayers. I encourage you to. They're found in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma in this prayer is asking for excuse for his offenses. Please consider me your servant, and therefore worthy of your compassion. Who am I? I'm this creator of this universe, but where does this power of creation come from? And this universe is but one of unlimited numbers of universes where there's unlimited numbers of Brahmas. And you are the source of the potency of all these manifestations. You are the supreme. Oh, Lord Adhoksaja, does a mother take offense when the child within the womb kicks with his legs? And is there anything in existence, either designated by various philosophers as real or unreal, that is actually outside your abdomen? That was a good one, huh? Oh, please forgive me. Krishna was very pleased with the prayers of Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma circumambulated Krishna 3 times. He got back on his swan carrier and he returned to his abode in Satyaloka. He had come just as we've come together at the Radha Krishna Fest to try to understand more deeply about who's Krishna. Brahma went away completely amazed and humbled and purified, understanding that Krishna is not some worldly personality who appears and disappears and performs some activities that maybe we can imitate. Brahma was way beyond that understanding. According to the Sri Brahma Samhita, the estimation of the personality of God is beyond even the speed of the mind. For millions and millions of years to comprehend the Supreme Lord will still be far, far beyond. Pantashra Koti Sata Vatsara Sampradam Yobayora Tati Manaso Muni Pungavanam. So Pyastiyadva Parasinya Vatimya Tate Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. Last picture here. There's a wonderful pastime. Again, this is pastime because Radha and Krishna, they're eternal beings. They're eternal spiritual personalities with spiritual forms. One pastime, those of you that may come on the Vrindavan Parikrama know this place, is a place where when Radha and Krishna were just very small, 4 or 5 years of age, one day when the cows were coming back from the pasturing ground, some of the cows were missing. So Krishna reported that to his father. Nanda Maharaj, some of the calves didn't come back today. Should we go find them? So immediately Nanda Maharaj was very concerned. Some cows and some calves are missing. So come, let us go find them. So together, Nanda Maharaj and little Krishna went into the forest to find the cows and the calves that were missing. But as they were entering into the forest, deeper into the forest, big storm suddenly came and torrential rain came pouring down. Nanda Maharaj was in a big dilemma. even in the spiritual world, there's dilemmas.
He wanted to rescue the cows and calves, but he wanted to see that Krishna was safe. So what to do? Because if he went back with Krishna to Nandagram, then the cows would be in difficulty. And if he went forward with Krishna, Krishna would be in difficulty. What to do? Dilemma. Just then, Srimati Radharani happened to be passing near the edge of the forest, and Nanda Maharaj saw, oh, there's Radha. I think if Radha and Krishna go together, that will be good. Radha, come here. Go together with Krishna. Go straight away to Nandagram. Make sure that Krishna makes back safely. Yes, Nanda Baba. We'll go right away. And as they were going under this tree, all of a sudden they manifested their youthful form, their yugal form. His form as a young boy, his youth. And Radha manifested her form as a youth. And Lord Brahma came along with all the demigods. And right there, they performed the marriage ceremony, as you see, Radha and Krishna tied the knot. And it was a very wonderful, splendorous ceremony. And when it was all over, Lord Brahma and all the demigods circumambulated Krishna, just as he did with the Brahma Vimohan Lila. And they went back to their respective abodes. Radha and Krishna assumed small, childlike forms of him and continued on their way back to Nandagram. That's just the Leela. Because actually these two are fully transcendental. They don't need Leela to be united with one another. Because Srimati Radharani is the internal potency, the pleasure potency of Krishna himself, and they are inseparable. Just as when we chant Hare Krishna, we're calling Srimati Radharani. She is Hara, the energy of Krishna. And as we address her, it's Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So following our original preceptor of our disciplic succession, Lord Brahma, let us appreciate that Krishna and his eternal internal potency, Srimati Radharani, are fully transcendental. Beyond our imagination, beyond the possibility of our calculating or understanding, but by hearing about them and chanting their names and seeing their wonderful form just as we performed Abhishek, we'll become purified, and gradually our natural love for Krishna will become awakened. This is our process. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.